Walking Dead series by The Verdict Clan. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 14, entitled The Other Side. Written by Angela Kang and directed by Michael Strazimus. They both worked heavily on the show before. Gary, we watched the episode twice now. We did a very short instant cast this past Sunday. What are your thoughts now after watching it again?
I still feel the same way. It was just a boring episode to me. A lot of stuff happened. Well, a lot of stuff didn't happen, but the things that I guess were supposed to touch us just didn't. Like the ending, you know, maybe Sasha's dead, maybe she's not, but I don't think they did a good job trying to, I guess, build that emotion. This episode where if something happened to her, we would care. Okay. I'm not saying I don't care, but at the end of the episode when it happened, I was just glad the episode was over with. It wasn't like, oh man, no, not Sasha. Although that's one of my favorite characters on the show. When it happened, I was like, oh man, I'm glad it's over.
I will say that I enjoyed the episode a little bit more the second time around than I did the first time. I will still say that it wasn't one of my favorites. It was kind of more closely to my least favorite. But I will say that it was better the second time around. And some things that I didn't catch the first time, such as Jesus, you know, his sharing, I didn't catch that the first time. So there were some small things that I did like about it in the end. So let's get right into it. We'll do our likes, dislikes, listener letters, and award and prediction. This should probably be a little fast since we probably don't have as many likes as we normally do. But actually doing our notes, it seemed like we had almost around the same amount. So we'll see. All right. First one on the list is learning about Jesus. So we find out he grew up in a group home. So this right. is the most comfortable he's ever been somewhere. And even then, even at Hilltop, he hasn't felt this comfortable here. Which is why he was always on the road by himself, because that's what he was used to. He didn't start feeling comfortable at Hilltop until he met Maggie and Sasha and the Alexandria crew.
Right. You know, some people like him, or some people that probably would be in a group home also. Other loners.
Okay. That's one way to look at it. I took it as that Alexandria people, they're such an... Well, not all of them, but like Rick's crew is such a close-knit family, even though they're not family, that he was able to relate to that. Like, this is the closest to a family he can get, and I think he appreciates it. Also, him saying that he is gay, that was not as big a surprise, because I've heard people say different things, and I never really kind of thought of Jesus' sexuality, but I wasn't surprised.
Right, it wasn't a surprise.
And then when he said, finally feels like he's home, it was just sweet hearing him open up to Maggie. Next on the likes list is Jesus when he said, it's a long life and then it isn't. I believe he was talking to Sasha at this point. And he was kind of telling her, it's just the same thing as saying life is too short. You know,
yeah.
You can sit here and don't go and try to kill the saviors and live a long life. Or next thing you know, you're going to be dead and it's... The long life turns into a short life, or at least that's how I took it.
I guess I took it a different way. It's a long life, but then again, it isn't. I took it as, yeah, life is long, like you may live long, but it's to the point, it's short to the point where are you going to be able to do all the things that you want to do in that period? Like, you know how people say that, oh, you might as well do it now, you know, life too short to be sitting in this... sitting here and just not doing nothing, or life too short, or one day you're going to wake up and realize you didn't do anything.
Yeah, life has passed you by.
Right.
Next, we have the exit that Sasha and Rosita took. I liked it. I liked that exit. It was very, you know, discreet. And I don't know if Maggie didn't take that exit, because she mentioned when they came, she's like, oh, I'm never going to make it. So I don't know if she was going there.
What are you talking about? The tunnel they went through?
Yeah, the tunnel.
Okay.
So I like that, and I think if they're smart, they should have a few of those set up, if they can.
Right, that was cool.
Yeah, but I did like that.
What was it, like a little dumpster or something?
Yeah, it kind of looked just like a crate or something. I don't know, because they had logs there on top of it.
Oh, okay, like probably a log crate.
Right.
And she said that Maggie wanted a fast escape route. So she decided to put it together. She dug the tunnel herself?
Yes, yeah.
So that's cool.
The necklace that Sasha was wearing, you mentioned on the instant cast, which I didn't notice until the second watch.
Disrespectful.
Oh my gosh. So when Rosita looked at the watch and said, "You like it, I made it." And then,
oh, the necklace.
Yeah, the necklace. And you would think that Sasha hearing that would have been like, "Oh, let me take this shit off. Like, he gave me somebody else's necklace that they made." But instead, she like just tucks it in her shirt. So I was like, okay, you know, we had two different reactions to that necklace.
That was disrespectful. And not on her part or any of the ladies' parts. I'm speaking Abraham. That's like, you know, going to the jewelry store and buying your wife and side chick the same bracelet or something.
Right.
Or the same perfume.
They do it.
But this is actually the same necklace.
Right. The exact same necklace. She probably made it. I mean, she probably didn't make it for Abraham necessarily, but she probably did arts and crafts during her time, you know, during just leisure time or whatever. And he was like, "Oh, I like that." And he put it up. And then later on, he was like, "Oh, I'm going to give this to Sasha.
Yeah, this is my future wife."
Right.
That's crazy.
All right. So we had a lot of close moments with Sasha and Rosita. And some of them I liked, some of them I didn't care for. But when they were on their way to the Savior's place, Sasha tells her her plan. And she's like, "Hey, we can find a tall area, you know, a building. We can pretty much be snipers." And when Rosita was like, "Oh, well, if we don't get him there, we'll go inside." And Sasha pretty much told her, "No, that plan sucks. If we don't get him from the rooftop, we can at least try again. But if we go inside, there is no trying again."
And we discussed in the instant cast, it was almost like a contradiction. Because you said that at one point they said, we're not going to make it out.
Right. When they first were discussing it, like, I believe last week or the week before, whenever we saw them come together, they're like, "Yeah, we know we're not going to survive."
But it seemed in this episode, Sasha wanted to survive. Well, in that conversation.
I think she was thinking, okay, I think she's willing to not survive, but it's not to the point where Rosita is. And it's like, "Nope, I'm going in and I want to die." Whereas Sasha's like, "I'm willing to die, but it's not that I want to die." And I think Rosita's on some other level. Because I don't think Rosita, regardless if she kills Negan, she knows that she has to know she's going to be starting a war. So I don't think she wants to live to see the consequences of her actions. Regardless, even if she kills Negan, what is she going to, what is she going to do? Somehow she makes it out of there alive after killing Negan. Everyone's going to still be pissed off at her. She knows there's going to be casualties. So I don't think she wants to face those.
Or she could be thinking, you cut the head off, the body falls.
The body does fall, but not right away. You know, you kill Negan, the people aren't going to be like, "Oh shit, well, Negan's dead." Like, you know, I'm thinking in a day or two, but immediately within those 5 minutes, they're going to be shooting back. And then afterwards, they might not actually go after Rick and crew. They may not go back to Alexandria. They may not. They may be like, "Okay, shit, you know, who else is in charge?" But the immediate reaction, yeah, they'll probably.
I think you may have a few that want to step in and say, "Okay, I'm the new Negan." But there's going to be a lot of relieved people. They're going to say, "You know what? Good, I'm out."
Right. All right, small like is the Savior when Enid was trying to be, you know, slick and play Mrs. Innocent Girl, and that Savior was not having it. I don't know. I thought it was funny because she's like, "I got some veggies." And he's like, "We have enough time. Say the whole word, vegetables." I don't know. I liked it because he's right. Yeah, we do have enough time. We're not abbreviating. We're not saying LOL in the apocalypse. We're saying that shit made me laugh out loud. Like, you can spell everything out there. So I thought it was funny.
Right.
All right. So Simon giving Gregory access to him. Once again, that's not something I noticed in the or when we watched it Sunday night. It's probably because I just was not feeling this episode, so I kind of just started just not paying attention. But Simon giving Gregory access, the only thing I can think, well, I'm thinking two things. And at first, like, Gregory's not brave enough to give this to somebody and be like, "Hey, you know, when Rick and them are ready to go to war or whatever, like, hey, just go in there and act like me, someone that they don't know from the Alexandria crew, like Tobin or somebody." Or Gregory, once he dies, they're going to find that note in his pocket and they're going to be like, "Shit, he gave it Gregory access. Let's go in there." But it has to be someone that won't recognize us. So my point is, I like this because I think it's going to come back to help the Alexandria people. Maybe at the beginning of their war, it's going to help somebody get access to getting in there undetected. Because Simon said, I'm going to make sure they know, just tell my name and I'll make sure ahead of time that you're all good. Or tell them your name, excuse me.
I didn't know what to think at first, but after seeing the way it ended, I think Simon may have laid the booby trap. He may have given that information to set him up, because now they're gearing up for war.
Okay, so you think Simon thinks someone else is going to come in his place?
I don't think Simon trusts him. I think the Saviors know that other people are there or they're communicating, and why not just give him the information and let them come?
But the thing is, Simon knows that they know where they're at. It's no secret of where they're at because Carl and Jesus were there. I mean, they don't know Jesus was there, but they know Carl was there, so they know that they know where they're at.
But the thing is, why are they getting ready for war now?
Who?
The Saviors. Because remember, Eugene said, hey, let's get 12 more walkers or a dozen more walkers, same thing, more walkers to go down this fence because I'm in charge now. Negan wants to get ready.
Okay. Well, maybe he realized, I don't know. That's a good point. I was going to say, maybe he realizes it's only a matter of time to eventually that someone's going to attack them.
But it's like, today we go get your doctor. We give you the information. And now we go back and we get ready. Why not get ready after Carl leave? Why not get ready after Daryl leave? Why go there, take their doctor, give them the information, and then go back and get ready?
But if they're worried that they're going to come after them, why wouldn't they just kill them then?
I don't think they're worried.
You just think they're preparing.
Right.
Okay.
They probably want them to come.
Yeah, because they are cocky and overconfident and everything like that. All right. Daryl crying and apologizing to Maggie. I like that. It's been a while since season 7 premiere came, so I almost forgot that they hadn't seen each other, they hadn't been in any scenes together since then. Them bringing it back up, I was fine with, and it kind of even reminded me how close Daryl had got to Beth, Maggie's sister.
Yeah.
So I liked it. I mean, it was he was getting emotional, and it was, I don't know, I felt it.
Yeah. It was an emotional scene.
And I liked her saying, like, I want to kill them too, but we have to win. Like, she realizes we can't go and we can't do what we did last season out the outpost. If we go, we have to fight and we have to win.
Yeah, last season they knocked out 2 outposts, right?
1.
Well, 1.5.
Oh, you talking about the one on the road?
The one with the ladies that they set on fire.
Oh, what ladies did they set on fire?
They set the ladies on fire. But I'm talking about the outpost. Remember after they knocked out one, the big outpost, they got kidnapped?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't really say, because that was part of the same outpost. Those were just 2 ladies.
But it was in the same area.
Okay.
Or it could have been. But I thought the ladies led them away from there.
All right, next on the list, Eugene calling the shots. You really like that?
Yeah, I like that. I like the confidence. That's something he didn't have before. Or maybe he did, but he's now showing it. Like, yeah, go get some walkers. You got to put this right here. You got to do that. Hey, you, don't do it like that.
Now, I'm seeing some people say that Eugene can become Rick's enemy. And I think we kind of discussed it before, but I don't know if we discussed it in a serious, serious manner. But some people are saying, like, what if Eugene is going to be the threat?
I don't think he would be the threat intentionally. I think that, yeah, by him putting the metal, the little helmets on the walkers, it could take a little longer for people to get in there. But I don't think he will ever turn on Rick or turn on the group.
Okay. Well, even going further in the episode when they came and tried to rescue him and he was like, no, I thought back to how close him and Rosita have to be. It was the 3 of them, her, Abraham, and Eugene, for the longest time on the road together. So I kind of forgot that bond that they must have. I mean, even though she treated him like an asshole so many times, they knew each other very well. So I think she was emotionally distraught. Like, if he hadn't turned them away, Sasha wouldn't have been able to sneak in there and everything else that happened at the end.
Well, we got to understand that Eugene's a survivor. I mean, this guy bit somebody in the dick. Had a mouthful of that. So this guy, he's a survivor. He lied for the longest. You know, we thought we were going somewhere.
Right.
He didn't take us nowhere.
Yeah. I think someone forgot because I was on Reddit earlier and someone was like, whatever happened to him going to D.C.? You know, remember they were going to D.C.? And I'm like, do you remember that was a lie? Like, but I guess they could still go to D.C., but that was a lie.
Yeah, it was a lie. So Eugene has taken us places, or we thought he was taking us places. He admitted that he wasn't taking us nowhere. He was just, he just needed a group to hang with, to chill with. Mm-hmm. He's a survivor. I don't think, is that on our like or dislike?
Eugene surviving?
Eugene turning them away or saying, I didn't ask you to come.
No.
Okay. Well, I don't think that, I think that Eugene is comfortable where he is, but I don't think that he's going to turn on, or he turned on him when he tried to turn him away. I think he's trying to save him. He's seen what the saviors do. He saw what Negan do twice.
Right.
You know, that with the baseball bat when they were out there and just throwing somebody in fire.
Yeah.
Inside a, what is that, like a stove or there's a furnace?
Yeah, furnace.
So, you know, this is a very dangerous person. And then he's up close to personal, so he kind of see how the operation go. And he know that there's no getting out of there. No getting away from them. Once you admit, once you say you're Negan, you're property.
Yeah, it's like a gang. You can't, you can get jumped in, you cannot get jumped out. All right, and this was just a little bit ahead, but I thought of it at the time. So Sasha, sacrificing herself because she thinks Rosita knows everything. And I thought of it in this scene because when, after Rosita showed her how to like tie a knot and just hearing Rosita's past, and we'll get to that next, but she's like, you know everything. And you know, the bombs and how to wire a car. She was faster hot wiring a car than Sasha was. So I think this is when she started thinking, like, I may be worth dying, or I don't have anything to give to the group, but Rosita, in this case, has stuff to give to the group.
She's more valuable.
Yes. So I think that's where her mind frame was at. And I kind of like that they put little popcorn. You know, they dropped a little crumbs, you know, breadcrumbs here and there.
Yeah. But like we mentioned, and like last week, it was a little heavy-handed. But they dropped them. I think they did a good job trying to disguise it up to now. Because, you know, we hated Rosita for the longest. And this episode, I think they kind of lift her back up, brought her back, softened her up a little bit.
Yeah, definitely softened her up.
But from the beginning of this episode, we knew that Sasha wasn't going to make it out of it. Or we still don't know if she's survived, going to survive, or she's not. But we knew that something was going to happen to her serious this episode. I mean, she did everything. Everything. I mean, everything. That, what's the guy named for last week?
Ben.
Ben did.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, everything. Even to give it a gift.
Mm-hmm. Which so many people online were talking about. That was a shitty gift, and it was actually a choking hazard for a baby. All right, Rosita's past men and what she learned from them. I liked hearing this story. I liked that whole conversation when they were up there, from the time that she started talking about what she learned from each guy and how they start feeling insecure once they realize that she didn't really need them to be saved. She could save herself. And further on, just when she said, you know, how when she found Abraham, he respected her and he wasn't threatened by her ability to do the things that she could do. And, you know, it was more of a partnership, and they were equal in how she found a real partner, and how she didn't know he wasn't unhappy, and she wishes she could tell him, you know, I'm glad you were happy. I'm glad you were able to move on. And I like that part. Even though she does say to Sasha, she's like, you know, I don't hate you. But then, like, 1 minute later, she was rude again. It doesn't mean she doesn't hate her, but I was like, or no, it was maybe just earlier that she was being mean to her. But I was like, wait, you were just being
That was earlier. Okay. She was being mean.
So you think this conversation is kind of what broke that ice? And she's, as she's talking it, she's realizing it at the same time.
Yeah, self-therapy.
Okay. But I like that. Which makes you think Rosita could die too, because it was just like, finally, they're bringing that. You know, Rosita, I'm okay with her being hard and getting mad. And you have to grieve, but she was just, it was just too much all the time.
I think this was about building her back up.
Okay. And of course, when they try to build people up, they kill them right after.
Well, no, I mean, there was a lot. If they're going to hold on to her, we got to like her.
Yeah.
And we've been hating her for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, hate's a strong word. You've been hating her. Well, you know, I just disliked her a little bit.
I disliked her a little bit. It's not a long time. It was mainly...
This whole season.
This season. Yeah. All right, for us not to have liked the episode a lot, I'll tell you, we only have a few dislikes. So I think it's, once again, it's one of those episodes that it was not one particular thing that made us hate it. It was just not entertaining. So agree. You can add to it. I might have not put everything, but you can add to it. Daryl about to kill the Savior. I didn't like that. When him and Maggie were hiding, it was like, and she stopped him. I'm like, okay, like, what were you going to accomplish if you killed him?
What's the game plan?
You know, once again, you're not thinking, Daryl. You're not like, your stupid actions are going to get other people killed, because you would have killed him. They wouldn't have left without him. They'd be like, where's our man? It would just been, it was just stupid. It was like, okay.
Yeah, they would have tore that place up looking for him.
And then second part of this dislike is, as soon as the man leaves, they immediately get out of their hiding spot. Like, I thought he was going to come back in. Like, what if he's like, oh, shit, let me get one more thing. Like, who gets out of their I hate when they do that in movies. You get out of the hiding spot as soon as you think, no, you stay in the hiding spot forever, for a long-ass time. You don't...
Until you hear the truck wheels turning.
Yes, like, you... I don't know, you stay there for hours. You don't... I mean, especially him. Like, as soon as the door closed, they got out of the hiding spot, went to the door. I'm like, oh, my God. I thought, I was so sure the guy was going to come back in. But that, I think that would have been pretty cool if he came back in. That would have been more realistic. But yeah. And then the last dislike I had written down was Rosita and Sasha leaving the sniper's nest. Like, okay, you didn't get Negan right then and there. You have a clear point of view. He will come back out there.
But they didn't know when. And that wasn't a dislike to me. Once Eugene said, all instructions will come through me, they knew that Negan was going to go into hibernation for a while. I mean, this dude, and this is another reason I think it's a booby trap that he was set up. Because in what world will you leave, and Negan's a smart guy, but what world will you leave Eugene in charge?
Okay, well, that makes it even more stupid for them to have left this sniper's nest. If he's going to go in hibernation or whatever, he would have a lot of security surrounding him. So what makes you think you, one person, or even two people are going to get through? It's already, you know, there's a lot of people there. But then if he already has extra security surrounding him?
And you're right. What I think they should have did was, okay, he's going to hibernation. They're expecting somebody. Let's go back. Let's go back and let everyone know what we know. Let's get everybody together. And we could either wait for them to show up, you know, each group to show up at their location, and take out the group one by one.
Like, you mean when the people come to the kingdom, take them out.
Take them out.
When people come to
the hilltop
take them out. Okay.
And, you know, Negan love Alexandria.
Yeah, then everyone go to whatever you think is the best fortified town, whether it's the kingdom, it's Alexandria, or it would probably be the kingdom since they haven't been in there, so they don't know that town at all, and everyone be there and be ready to fight.
Right.
All right, well, that's all we got. If you guys would like to be a part of the podcast and give us your feedback, your likes, dislikes, you agree or disagree with us, hit us up, dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com, and we'll discuss your feedback on the podcast. So we have an email from Tanjala, or a Facebook comment, excuse me, and this is after last week's episode, but before this week.
Hi, Tanjala.
Hey, Tanjala. And she wrote, hey, Gary, Nicole, I started listening to your podcast this season after the premiere, and you guys are awesome. Thank you. She has hashtag relationship goals. I've been listening to a few other podcasts, but I'm down to yours and one other. If the vibe isn't right, I can't keep listening. I understand. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and sometimes you gotta let them go sometimes. I just finished listening to the podcast. Gary, I agree. And she's talking about, this is the Bury Me Here. This episode was heavy-handed. Benjamin returning the book, giving Morgan a gift, the bullfighting picture, and the death sentence, talking about a girl. I was so weak when y'all said he died because he called dude Ratface. Laugh my ass off. Though heavy-handed, Morgan, a.k.a. Lenny, more than made up for it with his performance. I knew he was about to kill Richard as soon as he asked, "Did you tell him?" Richard had the nerve to give him the side eye, ignore him, and Morgan lost his shit. See, I still didn't know. I didn't know Morgan was going to kill him until Morgan started killing him. Like, that was like, what? I did not see it coming. Like, when they were in the room together, I thought Morgan was going to kill him, but when he didn't, I was like, oh, okay, you know? So I thought they did a really good job last week. Nicole, I agree that the savior, head of the drop dude, was sorry about what happened to Benjamin, and that we can't allow ourselves to think they feel anything, because at the end of the day, they really don't. And speaking of feeling, I meant to write y'all before now, but it's the struggle. Teacher life. Thank you for being a teacher, Tanjala. Yes, good. Love teachers.
Yes, we do.
We have two kids, so we have to love teachers. I felt a little bad for Dwight when he showed up with pretzels and beer, but an empty house. Then I was like, F Dwight. I can't stand his ass. That may or may not have something to do with him reminding me of my ex. LOL. Ugh. Sorry for you. Dwight reminds you of your ex.
Hello, which Dwight? The before or after?
Yeah, the old Dwight or the new Dwight. Hopefully it's... I don't know.
Was your ex like Jekyll and Hyde? He was both.
He was both. The old and new Dwight. It's even worse.
The old Dwight, the new Dwight, then the old one again after the fact.
Oh, goodness.
Then the new, yeah.
Dwight is always going to be out for himself and only himself. Oh, maybe that's what she means.
The new Dwight.
Okay. It's all coming together. I was justified in my feelings, though, as soon as the doctor got burned alive for dealing with him. Yeah. And this is because on the last podcast, I was like, oh, sometimes you start thinking like, oh, the saves aren't that bad. Like, look at them. They feel sorry that Benjamin died. And it's like, no, F that. Like, these are horrible, horrible people. And...
They are.
The Walking Dead sometimes tries to do that. They did it with Merle, and I know people disagree, but I don't think Merle redeemed himself. He was horrible, horrible, horrible person. Like, he sexually assaulted Maggie. Was he the one that sexually assaulted, or was that the governor? Maybe it was the governor. But Merle, either way, he was an asshole. He did a lot of bad stuff. He beat T-Dog up to, like what would now be considered attempted murder.
Seriously. I was more mad at T-Dog that episode.
For getting the ass whooping like
taking
that?
Taking the ass whooping.
Yeah. You would have had to finish the job because I'm, there's no way I would have walked away. Like, remember when they left him? T-Dog's all beat up. Like, no, I'm beating him up now. He's tied to the thing. There's no way. You, no. Anywho. So, yeah, I forgot where I was at. Oh, yeah, so, yeah, my little rant. Yeah, so them trying to redeem people, I've learned to not accept that. And Dwight at this point is non-redeemable, so I don't care what he does. He could save all of Alexandria. He could sacrifice himself. Okay, end of story. Who cares? And then she goes, anyways, I digress. It cracks me up every time you guys mess up Jeffrey/Gregory's name, Hilltop Dude. Yeah, I almost messed it up. I had to look at my notes this time.
I'm just not saying it anymore.
And she's like, well, because he always messes up everyone else's name on purpose, I agree with y'all that he's most likely to die. And then she says, lastly, the podcast is not the same without the mention of struggle braids. Cracks me up every time. Thanks for that, Nicole. Until next week.
Yeah. Struggle braids.
Yeah, I think Yolanda's one that. And we haven't heard from Yolanda. What's up, Yolanda? Hope you're still listening. So, yeah, thank you, Tanjala. We appreciate you writing in.
Thank you. And you know what? Since he brought up Dwight, do you think that was him at the end?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And then even now, more so because why did it show it so quickly? And then it was so, like, dark and, like, dramatic if it was Daryl.
Because I think they were trying to fool us with it. This could be Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they put the bow right there. But you have to remember, Dwight has Daryl bow.
Right.
Daryl has some random bow from the kingdom.
Yeah. And then someone, I don't know if they were serious or not, but I saw on Reddit, someone was talking about, like, whatever type of bow it is. And they're like, the type of bow that was on his back was the same bow that that Dwight now has. And then someone else is like, the figure, like there's a screenshot of it, and his hands were to his side. And they're like, man, Darryl don't walk with his hands to his side. His hands, like, are already, like, always ready on the bow and, you know, like, ready to shoot.
So Darryl just walked with his fist up.
Yeah.
He's ready to fight it all
like
the time.
Like a video game character. Like, those old school video game characters. Yeah, he's always ready. So I'm leaning towards Dwight, too, which is Walking Dead, you know, their little cookie cutter, how they do things.
Yeah, and MO.
Yeah, he'll try to save Rosita. And like, oh my gosh, Dwight redeemed himself. It's like, hell no, I'll be the first to tell you. No, he's done.
Since I can't save my wife, I'm saving you.
Yeah, like, I should have never did what I did. I lost my way somehow. I don't care what speech you give. I don't care if you had, like, the saddest childhood ever. There's no redeeming.
And then, I mean, it only makes sense to be Dwight. Because him and Rosita already have history.
Right.
You know, when he came to Alexandria and they had words, he took the gun from her. That's why they took the guns. No, they came for the guns.
But, yeah, that was the episode they came for. That's the episode they took all the guns.
Right, and he made Rosita go out and get Daryl's bike.
Something. They made him go out and get something. Yeah, was it Daryl's bike?
Yeah, it was Daryl's bike.
Yeah, you're right.
So they already have the history, and I think they're going to play on it more next. Well, I didn't see them in the preview, so when it comes back to them, I think they're going to play on it a little more.
All right, we have a Twitter comment here from Gene. Twitter name is OCGene74Marie. And they wrote, regarding the babies, remember how we were saying, like, how is it there are no more extra babies with everyone's, like, knocking boots, like Rosita said? And unless they're having, they have condoms, how are they not getting pregnant? And they said, when women are extremely stressed or low-calorie intake, which would equal no period. So if they're not having their period, they're not having babies. Which makes sense. Like, when you hear about people who are, like, trying to get pregnant sometimes, and it's like, stop stressing, and then the moment they stop stressing and just kind of just go with the flows when they get pregnant. So, that makes sense.
Yeah, it do. But there have to be somebody that's not stressing. Someone that got used to it already.
All right, and we have an email from Jerry, a.k.a. Darth Mule. Hey, Jerry. He says, I'm back again. Yep,
we haven't heard
from you in a while. Thank you. And a nice, lovely picture of him and his wife as well.
Beautiful couple.
And it says, yes, Carol. And this is from Monday. So it was after this week. So he has a little bit of everything. But he goes, yes, Carol and Morgan are back. Can't believe it took Richard to make a mistake for Morgan to flip. I thought all life is so precious.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Man, you guys can't hate on Morgan like that. Damn if he do, damn if he don't. I mean, we've been talking about Morgan for a good year about how he won't kill. And,
I need to step up.
Yeah, he needs to step up. So just, let him do what he
needs.
As soon
as he step up, he's like, oh, no.
I will say, though.
Too graphic.
I was thinking, whatever happened to the wolves? Like, I know not all of them left. Or is this that? I mean, not all of them were killed. So is that just the end of their storyline? Or will the wolves ever come back? Or maybe the wolves are part of the saviors? Or that story's
no,
done.
I don't think they're part of the saviors. I just think that story might be done, or they may catch him down the road.
Okay. And he wrote, Gregory, I knew one day he would snitch. He's becoming a hater, losing his leadership. Eugene always hated him because just a boring... Eugene always hated him. He's always hated Eugene because he's just a boring character and a wimp. I agree. I don't like Eugene's accent. It's so hard to understand what he's saying. We always have to rewind it. And listen carefully. I'm like, what did he say?
Yeah, I'm not mad at Eugene. He's been an interesting character.
Yeah, I mean, he's sometimes funny, but just like...
Yeah, and funny, especially when Abraham was around. We loved seeing them two interact.
Yeah, but it's getting less funny.
Yeah, he's been overdoing it lately. The full crybaby face.
Right. He went to full crybaby face when Rosita and them came. Well, after they got they got shot, I'm like, oh, there goes that crybaby face again. All right, he continues, when Negan turns him into a man, I start to like him. Turn him into a man. He was turning into a stronger leader. Strong leader. Once Rosita and he is Latasha, it's Sasha, was going to let Eugene out, he started crying like a pussy. Yep.
Yeah, that full crybaby face.
He's such a fake. They need to do a backstory how he got so wimpy. Have been watching the new 24 and Designated Survivor. New 24 is good. Designated Survivor, really good.
Oh, yeah, we watched the first. Are you caught up on 24?
No, I've watched like 3 episodes, maybe 4 episodes of 24.
Okay.
And then Designated Survivor, I don't know, I loved it. I watched the first episode and I was like, oh, that's really good, and never went back and finished it. That's with Keith Sutherland.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, yeah, that's something I'll just have to watch on the off season at this point. I like sometimes the binge shows, so when it comes to Netflix, when off season, I'll probably just watch all the episodes at that time.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Jerry, for writing
thanks,
in.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, we have an email from Diane.
Hi, Diane.
She says, hi, Nicole and Gary. I wanted to give my thoughts on Sunday's episode. It started out a little slow for me, but in the end, I did enjoy it. The montage at the beginning was great. It shows that the Hilltop is serious. A little hand-to-hand combat, not bad. And, you know, we didn't talk about that. And when I was watching it, it just didn't, I didn't feel anything. It wasn't a dislike. It wasn't a like. It was just kind of like, well, part of me, maybe it would be closer to a dislike. Because it shows them all standing around and Maggie's throwing one. And it's like they're all taking one time. I'm like, is everyone just going to, this is a long ass training if everyone throws one knife at a time. Like, you guys should be lined up, you know, across and everyone throwing at the same time. We don't have time to watch each other throw, and I'm 20th next in line, and I'm, you know, 21st next in line, or whatever.
Well, you know, that's the trainers and the trainees. The trainers got to sit back and make sure everyone's form is right. Make sure they're throwing the knife right. They have to make sure they hand-to-hand combat, they have to make sure their hand-to-hand combat is on point. If we're all doing everything at the same time, I'm not able to watch you, and I'm not able to show you.
I understand that. Then break it up into groups. If Enid's supposed to be a leader or whatever, you know, have her take 5 people, have Rosita take 5 people, have Maggie take. And is Maggie's ass even supposed to be up? Like, how many times have they told her to sit down and chill out? She's doing too much. I'm like, every time I see her, she's like, I'm too far. Why were you too far? You should have been sitting down. Like, what were you doing? All right. And let me go back to her email. All right, she goes, Jesus is off the market, ladies. Yes, he is. Can we get rid of Gregory already? Please. He is going to be nothing but trouble. Glad the Rosita, Sasha, and Daryl Maggie conversations happened. Yeah, they were needed. After hearing Rosita's backstory, why was she surprised that Abe dropped her when she did the same thing thing after she got what she wanted from her past lovers?
Oh, good point.
That is a very good point.
Very, very good point.
I didn't even think of it like that. Karma really is a bitch.
It is.
Yeah. Thank you, Diane. That's good. I think we lost Sasha. Yeah, it's possible. They better show it, though. Better not see no feet at the end and just like a little door.
Or see the little chalk line.
Right.
Yeah, with a ponytail on it.
I better actually see this death happen. And if it happens, you know what? I want it to be like over the top, crazy action. Like her shooting, you know, like in the action movies, her shooting and then her getting shot bullets and bullets and she's still standing and she's still shooting, like one of those action movies. Because that's what she said, Abraham. Abraham wanted to die fighting. I think that's what she wants. She wants to die fighting. So that's what I would love to see if we see her die.
I don't want to see it happen. I think Sasha deserves more than this before her death. I think she deserved a better episode to die in. I mean, we get this fantastic show when Negan kills Abraham and Glenn. In fact, we got a good show when Ben and Richard was killed. And those two were just pass-through characters. Like, Ben didn't even get speaking roles until last week. So I think Sasha deserved a better episode to die in.
Well, she hasn't died yet. So if she dies next week, hopefully next week will be a better episode.
I'm saying if it goes back to her, she's already dead, then I'm going to be highly disappointed.
Oh, okay. I agree.
Because, this, like I said, I didn't have any emotion one way or another about anything that happened this episode. Only thing I was happy that it was over.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about Sasha. I don't dislike Sasha, but I don't feel close to her. It's been a while since they gave us something of her to feel close to. Like right now, I think it seems a little weird that she's like every week we see her, she's over, you know, standing over Abraham's grave. And I'm like, she didn't even, I don't even think she did all that when Bob died. It didn't seem like her and Bob were in a close relationship than her and Abraham.
Probably the same.
Okay, maybe she did. Maybe she did.
You know, her and Bob just meet and they got together.
Oh, you know what? She was pretty upset when Bob died. Because remember, her and Michonne had to, like, tell her to chill out. Remember? When she was killing all those walkers. Okay. I don't know. They haven't done enough for Sasha's character, in my opinion, for me to feel anything for her at this point. So if she dies, I don't think I'll feel anything for her, unfortunately.
That is some sad shit.
All I say is she'll be with her brother.
I'm disappointed in your statement.
She'll be with her brother and her past lovers or whatever.
Her past lovers.
All right, and she continues, I hope she saves a bullet for that punk-ass Eugene. Yeah.
I think Eugene was just trying to save him.
Save himself.
He was trying to save himself also, but he was trying to let them know, like, I didn't ask you to come here. Run.
Yeah, well, he did say that. Like, what are you doing here for me? No. I think that was Dwight outside the fence. Okay. Why is he there? You think he might help Rosita? Yes. I think they'll try to have him help Rosita because that's their MO. They're going to think that it'll make us feel for Dwight. And I don't care what they do. They better not add Dwight as, like, a main character or part of the show or, you know, him joining. You know how they did with Tara, but Tara didn't do anything really bad. Tara was kind of just confused on what was the right side. But if Dwight...
Well, hold on now.
What?
Tara was ready for war. Well, she was in war with him.
She was in war, but I don't think she ever fired. She was just like, what the hell? This is not what I came here for. Remember, Governor fed her some bullcrap, so...
But really, when she was there, when she got there, she knew what she was doing there.
Yeah, but she didn't fight. She hid. Like, no, she didn't. I don't know what she did. She didn't fight, though. She didn't kill any of Rick's people.
Yeah, I know she did, but I just can't remember her role. But it wasn't a lawyer role. she wasn't loyal to them. She came to kill somebody.
Just as how Tara has betrayed the Oceanside woman. Is her MO. Eventually, she will betray you.
Eventually.
She may just join the people you were going to fight. All right. And then she wrote, Abe did not give Sasha the necklace. Abe lost it in the fight with the Hilltop at their first meeting. Jesus found it and gave it to Sasha.
Oh, wow. Thank you for clearing that up.
Thank you. We're talking so much shit about Abe.
Yeah. Abe ain't shit.
Okay.
I can't believe Abe did that. But yeah, thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, thank you. But I will still now
he can rest in peace.
Yeah, he can rest in peace. But now I'm going to talk about Sasha. Because once again, when Rosita told you where that necklace came from, it's not Abe's necklace. That means Abe was wearing that necklace. Like, Abe was wearing a necklace that his girlfriend gave him. And then now he lost it, and now you have it. That necklace was special to Abe because his girlfriend gave it to him. Do you know what I'm saying?
I kind of get where you're going.
It's kind of weird. If anyone deserves that necklace, it would be Rosita.
Yes, I agree.
Now you know what's going to be interesting. Rosita, if she opens her bag later on, and Sasha didn't put that necklace in her bag.
You know? That'll be so disrespectful.
No, because we now know Abe didn't give it to her. So she'll be like, and Rosita will kind of feel special. Like, damn, yeah. I made this for him.
But Rosita don't know that.
Don't know what?
That Abraham didn't give it to her.
Well, I don't know. Now we have this information, we'll have to go back and we'll have to see. We'll have to find out.
We have to find a way to get it to her. Yeah. Get this information to her.
All right. And she goes, okay, my awards. I ain't fearing shit. Gotta give it to Sasha. I wanted to give it to both Rosita and Sasha, but Sasha edged her out with the self-sacrifice at the end.
Yes.
Yeah. Most likely to die, Eugene, if Sasha catches up with his punk ass. Yeah. Well, I think I have gone on long enough. Yeah, that was a good email, Diana. We appreciate it. Keep podcasting. You guys are great. Diane, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Thanks, Diane. We appreciate it. And once again, if you guys would like to be part of the podcast, our email is dead@theverdictsin.com. or on Twitter at The Verdicts In or facebook.com/verdictsin, and we'd love to hear from you. Also, be sure to leave us a review and rating on iTunes if you have not done so already. There's about 50 Walking Dead podcasts. Might as well end the season with a nice, good review for us. We would greatly appreciate that.
Right, and go to our website and subscribe.
Yep, theverdictsin.com.
You can leave a review there.
All right, now to award and predictions. I ain't fearing shit. Gary, who you got?
I'm with her. I ain't fearing shit has to go to Sasha. Although Sasha didn't really want to go in there at first, she wanted to make it back. She assessed the situation, which means that she saw that Rosita had a little bit more skills than she had and thought she'd be more valuable to the team. As far as if she don't kill Negan, Rosita definitely could be a greater asset to the team of getting back, and maybe they could do a little something. But by her sacrificing herself, man, good God.
That was good.
She wasn't fearing shit.
All right, before I do my I ain't fearing shit, I just thought about Jesus, because I was like, oh, he didn't deserve it, but it wasn't on the likes list, but it should have made it. But when he told Gregory, he's like, what did he say? Are you threatening me?
Yeah.
Are you threatening me? He got up. I was like, okay, I think Jesus might be on a different mission now. I don't know what he might do, but I think Jesus may do something. I mean, I don't think he's going to be, like, vindictive, but I think he's kind of let Gregory get away with a lot of bullshit already. So, who knows? He might just hold a council and say, let's overthrow Gregory.
I thought he already did that. I thought he already nominated.
Well, he told Maggie. No, he told Sasha. He told somebody that he already sees someone as a new leader. And it was very heavily implied that he was talking about Maggie. But no, he hasn't actually held one. And I think he will now. Which will probably have a domino effect on everything else. But anywho, so I just like that scene. I ain't fearing shit. Of course, I'm going to have to give it to Sasha as well. I personally would have done it. Well, I wouldn't have even been there. Like, I don't know if you're going to call it brave, stupid, whatever. I wouldn't have been there. The closest, maybe if I wanted to be brave, is like up in their little sniper nest. You know, from afar, but
right.
Them going up to the trenches was crazy. All right, most likely to die.
What episode is this?
It was episode 14. We got 2 episodes left.
I'm just going to keep it real. The most likely to die is going to be probably one of the extras. Somebody we meet this episode, and they're going to die by the end of this episode. They're not going to kill anybody that we have a emotional attachment to.
Okay.
I don't see that happen unless they bring in the episode with Sasha dying. But if they don't bring the episode that way, then most likely to die will probably be, you know, zombie number 25 or something.
All right. I want to say, I would like to say Sasha, but I want to think that The Walking Dead may surprise us this week. Or this year, this season.
She's going to be inside there under a dumpster?
No. They can't pull that crap again. But I want to say that it's going to be someone big. And maybe I'm a little one episode ahead because they won't do something episode 15. They'll probably do it 16. But I want to say it's going to be like Daryl or Rick. I want to say it's going to be one of the big three. Daryl, Rick, or Michonne. I know that's too many choices. So let's just say Daryl. I think they're just going to go real big this time. And we're going to be thinking it's going to be Sasha, but somehow Daryl gets in the mix of things and it's going to be Daryl.
Okay.
You don't agree?
Yeah. I don't think. I already said what I think.
Okay.
I think it'll be one of the extras.
All right.
Extra we meet like, oh yeah, Negan plays over there and pow, he's dead.
Yeah. I mean, I don't count those deaths anyway. So I didn't like the guy that died next to Eugene. I don't know his name. I don't care. He was bragging about being on guard duty. Yeah, that's why I'm on guard duty now. You know, I get shit done. Boom.
Yeah.
That's messed up. All right. Well, that is it. We appreciate you guys listening as always. Once again, we are covering, well, we're going to start covering American Crime. We'll catch up this week and be all caught up by the end of the week. Empire also came back on tonight. So we also cover Empire. If you watch that show, it has its own feed. American Crime will be on our Verdicts In feed. And like I said, if you guys like listening to us, make sure you leave us a review and rating on iTunes. 5 stars. We appreciate it. Until Sunday night, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.